Roundtable Podcasts, underwritten by Proctors, the Capital Region's premier performing arts center featuring the best in entertainment from Broadway and around the globe. Proctors.org.
Read, read, books, books.
Oh, we're hippity-hoppity off into a different land. And not a moment too soon, I would add. It is Tuesday, time for book picks from our independent bookseller of the week. That, we've spun the wheel, and it has landed on Susanna Hermans of Oblong Books in Millerton and Rhinebeck. She joins us this week to present some of the finest authors and books that are making their way to store shelves this season. Susanna, it is always a great pleasure to have you on the program and to see you.
Thank you, Joe. Likewise. It's so great to be here.
Very, very nice to have you here. I was just in the store last week. I was guilty of I think, loitering. I think that's what I was doing. I was loitering. I just spent a lot of time browsing and having a beautiful time in the store.
Oh, good.
Store looks great.
Thank you.
Yeah, we were in the Rhinebeck location. Mm. We were going to make our way over to Millerton, but, you know, we got sidetracked by spending so much time in the other store.
That's fine. I'll take it either way.
All right. What would you like to share with us?
Oh my gosh. I have so many great books today. Ah, okay. So the first one I want to talk about is a book that hits shelves today. It is the new Diary of a Wimpy Kid
book.
Number 9, The Long Haul by Jeff Kinney. This is a super popular series. It certainly doesn't need my help promoting it. But I feel like a lot of the original fans of the series have aged out, and they're too cool for school now, and they're in high school now. And this is really a great middle schooler book. But it's a great series to bring your kids to if they are reluctant readers. It is hysterical. I nerdily am like probably the only grown up who sneaks this book home the night before it goes out and reads it.
See,
reads
every single one. I don't think that's true. I don't think you are the only grown-up.
Okay, good. I feel better. So I read it last night. It's really good. I think it's actually one of the best ones in the series. And we're really excited because Jeff Kinney is coming to Rhinebeck next week on Wednesday, November 12th at 6:30 p.m. We're hosting him at Buckley Middle School, and you can get your tickets at oblongbooks.com. We are so excited. It's going to be so much fun.
Yeah, he shows up in a big bus.
Oh, yeah, there's like a bus and like activity stations. I mean, it's going to be crazy. And then a book signing. It's like a real experience.
It's really cool. I'm looking forward to it. And it's coming through our region. I'm really looking forward to the whole area that they'll be around. They're just great books. We love the Heffleys and it's good stuff. A diary. And by the way, Jeff Kinney, one of the nicest men I've ever met in my life. A very, very sweet guy. And he's a bookseller. He's going to be opening a big bookstore in his town.
I'm so excited.
And it looks great. They've seen some of the plans for it. It looks beautiful.
Yeah.
So, cool guy. Diary of a Wimpy Kid, The Long Haul, Jeff Kinney, and the book is out today. Nice.
The next chunk of books I wanted to talk about today all sort of fall under this umbrella of diversity. There's been a lot of traction this past few months. There's a great new organization called We Need Diverse Books. You can check them out at weneeddiversebooks.org. They're doing a great Indiegogo campaign right now. But it's come to the attention of publishing and bookselling and all of us in the industry that there was a 2013 study that showed that while 37% of the U.S. population are people of color, only 10% of kids' books contain multicultural content. And we all have to work to do better. Booksellers, publishers, we need to bring these books to the forefront and sell them and love them and publish more of them and support them. And readers need to support them and vote in another way with your dollars by requesting these books at libraries and bookstores and letting us all know that you want them. So I brought a bunch of my personal favorites that are all brand new.
That's great.
Today, the first, and actually like three of them are graphic novels, just to like throw off the groove here. The first one I brought was El Defo by C.C. Bell. So that's E-L-D-E-A-F-O. And it's a graphic memoir about growing up. She got meningitis as a young child and lost most of her hearing. And what it's like to grow up being the weird kid in school who is a little different, and the kids aren't sure why and they don't really understand. She sort of fashions herself into a superhero called El Defo and finds a way through school, and now has grown up to become an incredible children's illustrator and writer. And it's absolutely wonderful. It's getting a lot of starred reviews and attention, and has been selling like crazy.
Looks really great. El Defo by C.C. Bell.
The next one is called Low Riders in Space. It's by Kathy Camper, illustrated by Raoul III. And this is just hitting shelves, I believe, today. It's going to be a full color graphic novel about a sort of space age trio, Lupe Impala, El Chavo Flapjack, and Illyrio Malaria, who are mechanics and want to win a contest for having the most cool lowrider car. And they take a journey through space and pick up stardust and planet magic and roll it out into this car and impress the community with the amazing vehicle that they've put together. It has lots of Spanish in it, has a great glossary that explains some of the Spanish terms as well as some of the English terms that are a little more advanced for kids. It's so much fun.
Low Riders in Space by Kathy Camper, who is the creator of Bugs Before Time.
How can you argue with that, right?
Bugs Before Time.
The next one's for a slightly older reader. I'd say 12 and up. It's called In Real Life. It's by Cory Doctorow and Jen Wang. It's also a graphic novel. And this one is about a girl who is a gamer. She loves playing role-playing games and befriends another person online who turns out to be a young man who's living and working in China and basically is selling these gems or whatever that you earn in this role-playing game to feed his family. So she learns all about this other culture and how there's this whole industry of gamers who basically are sort of like factory workers whose job it is to stare at a screen for hours on end to collect these things that they then resell. And it's a great look at ethics online and how to reconcile that. If you love to be a gamer, what are the ethics of that?
In Real Life, Cory Doctorow and Jen Wang.
Next, I have, this is a YA novel by Kekla Magoon called How It Went Down. I'd say it's for ages 14 and up. And this is sort of terrifyingly kind of a ripped from the headlines story of a young black man who is killed by a white man in his neighborhood, seemingly unprovoked. And it's told from all the different perspectives of the people who witnessed it happen, the people who didn't witness it but were friends or family of both parties, all of the different perspectives, how nothing is black and white, everything is shades of gray. It is gorgeously written. I think totally adult readers would enjoy this as well. And Kekla Magoon is an incredible writer, and I think this is one of her best works yet.
It is called How It Went Down, and it's published by Henry Holt. I would read this. This looks great.
It's amazing.
Yeah, really good stuff. All right.
And then I brought a book of poems for teenagers, which is something that doesn't exist very often. Publishers don't often publish small works of poetry.
I was going to ask you, how's that selling?
Amazingly well, actually.
Good. That's really good news.
Yeah, it's called Poisoned Apples. It's by Christine Hepperman. The subtitle is Poems for You, My Pretty. And they are retelling fairy tale poems,
yeah,
a lot of which deal with body image and what it means to be a teenage girl. Absolutely eerie, disturbing, fascinating, incredibly smart, will give you goosebumps in the most personal way. It's absolutely stunning. Christine is going to be at our Rhinebeck store with several other young adult authors on Sunday, November 16th at 4 o'clock. She's a local author. This book has already made it onto a few end-of-year, best-of-the-year lists. It's truly amazing. Any woman should read this book.
Poisoned Apples, Poems for You, My Pretty by Christine Hepperman.
And then moving along to some grown-up books, we have a book that is called How Do You Pray? Inspiring Responses from Religious Leaders, Spiritual Guides, Healers, Activists, and Other Lovers of Humanity. It's edited by Celeste Iacoboni. She's going to be at our Rhinebeck store this Thursday, November 6th at 7 o'clock. And this is just a beautiful paperback original volume of prayers and essays and and short writings from people from all over the religious spectrum. But she really set out to ask different people of different faiths how they pray and what that means to them. It's a beautiful book, and it's published also by Monkfish Publishing, which is a great small spiritual publisher mm-hmm. that's located out of Rhinebeck. So we're excited to feature this book and our local publisher.
It is called How Do You Pray? And it's the event will be Thursday, which is the day after tomorrow, at 7 o'clock.
And then our dear friend Peter Yarrow is going to be back in the Hudson Valley in a couple of weeks. He'll be in the Rhinecliff Library. We're hosting the event there to give it a little more space on Tuesday, November 18th at 7 o'clock for his new book. This book has been a long time coming. I know that they've been working on it for years. It's called Peter, Paul, and Mary, 50 Years in Music and Life. And it's a gorgeous photography book. It goes on sale today. Photographs, stories of how the group was formed. And if you're a fan of their work or a fan of folk music in general, it's a must have.
Peter, Paul, and Mary, 50 Years in Music and Life, and John Kerry does the foreword.
I know.
And just some very, very cool, great pictures and a lot of wonderful memories that go in as well. It is Peter, Paul, and Mary, 50 Years in Music and Life, a coffee table book.
It is.
Very nice.
And we're really excited for his event. It is a ticketed event, and tickets are available at oblongbooks.com. But it's going to be like a mini concert. He's really going to perform for us, and it's going to be a very special evening. We're really looking forward to it.
Great.
And then to end on a light and lovely note, I just finished the audiobook of Amy Poehler's Yes, Please. Which is a fantastic memoir, book of inspiring stories, amazing, hilarious anecdotes. I absolutely loved it. If you are an audiobook listener, you must listen to it. Even if you don't really know her work, I think you would enjoy it. She's a smart girl, and I raise my fist, as she does on her cover, in solidarity.
I have to say, if you are... I too have listened to this, and there's a moment where she wants her voice to only be told when she is talking in the voice of Kathleen Turner, and it is the funniest, coolest thing I've heard. And every time it happens, it makes me laugh. But Carol Burnett is on this. Seth Meyers is on this. It's really well done and
yes.
Very, very funny. And I'm saying not to get the book because the pictures are great. But if you have a chance and you, as you said, if you love audiobooks, man, it's a lot of fun.
Yes. I laughed. I cried.
Yeah, it was
great.
Oh,
man.
Yeah, it's really, really fun. Yes, Please by Amy Poehler. And just to hear her voice tell the story is great as well. You've got a lot going on there at the Oblong Books and Music locations, and you can find out all about it by going to oblongbooks.com, and you can find out about their event on Thursday and their event on Sunday the 16th and their Peter Yarrow event on the 18th. You can find out about all of those great things, not to mention the Jeff Kinney event next Wednesday.
Oh, man.
On the 12th. You've got so much going on, so go to oblongbooks.com to find out more. Better yet, go visit them at one of their stores in Rhinebeck or Millerton. Susanna Hermans, it is always wonderful to see you. We just have a great love and admiration, and I thank you so much for being here as always.
Thank you, Joe.
It's so good. We post all of our segments online, wamc.org/roundtable. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.